Tomorrow, the first batch of rapid testing kits are arriving in India. The first shipment will have 5 lakh serological test kits, is what I have been told. From Wednesday onwards, rapid testing will start in clusters and hotspots in India. I'm Sneha Murdani. Let us talk about India and how we are dealing with this huge problem called COVID-19. Here is a strategy now that has been chalked out by the Government of India and the Indian Council of Medical Research to start serological testing or rapid tests in clusters and hotspots. Clusters and hotspots are places, geographical areas that have been identified by the Government of India having more than 20 cases, sometimes even ranging between 10 to 20 cases, and also areas which have a high density of population and could eventually turn into hotspots and are potential hotspots. In fact, these hotspots are spread across the country, and this is what the ICMR says in its advisory to start rapid antibody-based blood tests for COVID-19. The strategy for areas reporting clusters in containment zone and in large migration gatherings and evacuees centers. Cases of influenza shall be monitored. Any surgeon cases to be monitored and brought to the notice of surveillance officer, says the ICMR. As a matter of abundant precaution, all symptomatic influenza persons should be advised home quarantine for 14 days. At facility level, symptomatic individuals should be tested using rapid antibody tests. So if the test is negative, if warranted, confirmed by a real-time RT-PCR test, which is a regular throat and nasal swab test that's being done right now. And if the RT-PCR test is negative, likely that the patient is not a COVID-19 carrier. If the RT-PCR is positive, it is indicated that confirmed COVID-19 case and that the action as per protocol is to be initiated for isolation, treatment or contact tracing. If real-time PCR test is not done, home quarantine and repeat antibody testing after 10 days. If the antibody test is negative, it's likely that the patient is not a carrier of COVID-19. If the test is positive, then there is a possibility of recent infection. Quarantine for another 10 days. If the antibody test is positive after clinical assessment, treatment in a hospital or isolation ward as per the protocol, and of course contact tracing to be done in this entire geographical area on a ward footing. If symptoms worsen, then the patient must be hospitalized. When home quarantine is not feasible, consider facility-based quarantine. So many questions about rapid testing and what it does. It basically is going to gauge how quickly and how much a person's body is releasing antibodies. There are two types of antibodies that will be released, one in 3 days, one more than 6 or 7 days, to gauge if the person is in fact building immunity to COVID-19, how is the person's body reacting. This test is for surveillance. It is not so much for diagnostics. India continues to do the RT-PCR test for diagnostics, which takes up to 6 hours to confirm if a patient is positive or not. India has in fact ordered 10 lakh more RT-PCR test kits in addition to the serological test kits or rapid antibody test kits, as it is popularly known. I hope that gives you an idea about how testing is being done in India. Meanwhile, let's talk about the lockdown, and that's the question on everybody's mind really. What I've picked up is that the possibility of a lockdown being extended in hotspots and clusters that we just spoke about is very, very high. Now, all of these things are being studied and reviewed. What's also clear is that there is going to be a proper exit plan that is going to be chalked out. Meanwhile, a lot of questions being raised on the use of hydroxychloroquine and its demand from the US and 30 other countries. It has, remember, led to a bit of a diplomatic tussle also, with President Donald Trump threatening India with retaliation if India does not lift the ban on hydroxychloroquine. It is now believed that India is doing so, at least partial ban to be lifted on humanitarian grounds, is what India says. Well, President Donald Trump has said that hydroxychloroquine is a miracle drug, but the fact is that there is very, very limited evidence to suggest the same. Instead, what we know is that it has some serious side effects, and there is a very strict protocol that's in place also that has been given out by the government of India for use of hydroxychloroquine. You simply cannot buy it over the counter. Don't even make an attempt. Children below the age of 12, lactating women, pregnant women cannot take it. There is a very, very strict protocol. You must not pop this pill. Don't even try to stock it. Continue to be safe. Exercise a lot of precaution. Remember that if you're feeling ill, if you have symptoms, you can turn to your medical practitioner instead of believing in these messages that do the rounds about a possible cure for COVID-19. I think just continue to stick to the protocol, stick to the rules, and you'll be all right. Exercise caution. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.